From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says his talks Thursday with officials in Mexico City were productive and forward-looking. Tillerson spoke to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart, Luis Videgaray, who said the two sides have notorious differences that can be best solved through dialogue. The U.S. Secretary of State was joined by Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly in the visit to Mexico, which was aimed at soothing concern about the administration's policies toward Mexico. Iraq said Thursday that its U.S.-backed forces have taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State forces. Iraqi forces had launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. Iraqi Lieutenant General Raed Shakir Jadat said Baghdad's forces advanced on the airport from several positions with little Islamic State resistance. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He said he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. Syria's warring parties last met in Geneva nearly 9 months ago. That round of talks broke down because of repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. A State Department spokeswoman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and future land reclamation. The U.S. is calling on all claimants to commit to resolving disputes peacefully. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the chief executives of some of the country's biggest manufacturers. The president praised their efforts to add jobs in the U.S. More than 12 million U.S. workers hold manufacturing jobs, but the country has lost 5 million such jobs since 2000, sometimes to automation, but also to other countries. The Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs. CPAC leader Matt Schlapp told VOA he saw a little more populist strain running through the event this year, with Mr. Trump serving as the driving force. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates immigration is at the top of the list of problems that are most important for the government to address. 15% of the Americans queried responded that immigration is the most important problem for the president and Congress to tackle. The economy and jobs are the second most important issue, according to the 13% of the respondents. Health care is the third most important issue, according to 11% of those surveyed. The poll finds most Americans think the government should do more to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. do not pose a risk to the country's security. But 6 in 10 Americans support a program for illegal immigrants already in the U.S. to obtain citizenship. Bosnia is asking the United Nations' top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. Bakir Izetbegovic, a member of Bosnia's three-part presidency, made the request Thursday to the International Court of Justice. The request was made despite opposition within the presidency. Two former managers at the Vatican Bank have been convicted of violating anti-money laundering norms. Paolo Cipriani and Massimo Tulli were absolved of a more serious charge. The two men resigned under pressure in 2013. The bank has been under investigation for violating Italy's anti-money laundering laws. More than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the world's population, was living with depression in 2015, an 18% increase over a 10-year period. New figures released Thursday by the World Health Organization show that depression was increasing worldwide. It is now the leading cause of mental and physical disability. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.